Hello and welcome to Finance Rules, the Eigenberger & Weiner Financial News Radio Show, a monthly podcast that offers insights in some of the top trends happening in the financial markets. Today we are here with financial advisor Carmen Wu, who's going to talk to us about retirement and women. So welcome to the show, Carmen.
Thank you for having me.
So this is actually a pretty sobering topic. The statistics about women as they hit 65 and older show that too often they find themselves living in poverty during retirement. So why is that?
You know, unfortunately, it is true. Congressional analysis of 2012 census data indicates that on average, women who are 65 years and older rely on a median income of $16,000 a year and rely almost exclusively on Social Security. That is $11,000 less than men the same age, whose income is approximately $27,000, therefore making it more likely for the average woman to live below the poverty line in their retirement years.
It's amazing. So why are women so challenged when it comes to saving for retirement?
Well, you know, actually, I think all Americans are challenged in saving for retirement, period. However, studies do show that it's actually tougher for women to save for retirement because they face some unique obstacles, and I'll address three of them. All right. First of all, we tend to live longer than men. Today, the average American can expect to spend 30 or more years in retirement. And for a 65-year-old couple, there is a 50% chance that one of them will live to age 92, and a 20% probability that one of them will live to age 97. And the average female can expect to outlive the man in their life by almost 5 years. And in 2011, more than 60% of individuals ages 80 and older were women. So as you can see, we do tend to live a bit longer there. Okay, that is certainly an obstacle to consider. Second, today, in spite of women's advances, increase in earnings power, having received more bachelor's, master's, and doctorate's degrees than men, given that women's employment rate is at an all-time high, and given that women became accountable for 50% of private wealth in the United States in 2010, the average woman still earns less than men. The earnings difference impacts how much women are able to save, leaving them with a smaller retirement nest egg. And then the last obstacle is Social Security benefits. In addition to women's lower income, 67% of women spend a portion of their adult lives as unpaid caregivers. The average woman spends 12 years out of the workforce. Fewer years in the workforce means less saving, less participation in employment and retirement programs, and receive fewer Social Security benefits. And your Social Security benefits are determined by the average index monthly earnings during your 35 highest earning years after the age of 21. Now that's a mouthful. Now, regardless of the gender, if you work fewer than 35 years, your income for the missing years is counted as zero, which can bring your average down significantly. And this formula can place women at a disadvantage if they choose to take time out of the workforce to raise their children. In 2012, the average annual Social Security benefit for women was more than 20% less than that of men. So, as you can see, those three obstacles is certainly something that women need to keep in mind when planning for retirement.
And I think you've mentioned before to me that women are more likely to live in a nursing home than men, which also impacts this problem.
Well, again, as we said earlier, we do tend to live longer than men, and the likelihood of outliving our significant other or a spouse is, almost by 5 years. Women are more likely to enter to a nursing home facility. So more than 70% of nursing home residents are women whose average age of admission has been 80 years of age. So the cost of a private room, if you look at that, is in Virginia is about $75,000. keeping these figures in mind, this figure can vary from state to state, so maybe where you retire, you might want to consider that. But health costs are among the biggest expenses for retirees and a huge obstacle for women.
It's such a shame, and it's very upsetting. So how can women combat these challenges?
I know. I haven't given too many results here. But at the end of the day, to be able to mitigate these retirement obstacles for women, it's important for us as women to better understand the impact of how much you make, your earnings, how much you're saving, and that when you take time off of the workforce, that it does impact your Social Security. So you have to be more proactive in your planning. You have to make sure that you engage and empower yourself by managing your family finances and by having longer financial plan conversations with those people in your life. And I think it's important to consider that.
It's absolutely true, and it's a huge societal problem. We can't let women bear the brunt of this, especially if they're the caretakers.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other conversation that I look forward to having with you.
Well, thank you.
You are listening to Carmen Wu talk about women and retirement. This is Eigenberger & Reiner's Financial Rules radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. Tune in every month for a new episode from one of the advisors here at EBW in Tysons, Virginia. We look forward to talking to you soon, and thank you again for your time, Carmen. Mm-hmm.